presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that does for comedy what the Ice Age did for the woolly mammoth. Once again, we're coming to you from the Palace Hotel in the delightful spa town of Buxton, which is coincidentally the hometown of our own Tim Brooke Taylor. And in honour of his many achievements, I can proudly reveal that the town has recently bestowed upon him the freedom of his bedroom. But back to the show now, and on it this time we have on my right Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And to keep a firm hand on the points, would you welcome once more the lovely Samantha. Pedal off, quick. Our first round is called Translations. In this round, I shall provide the teams with some obscure foreign words or phrases which I'd like them to translate. Tim now, bona fide.
Good dog.
Barry, droit de seigneur.
The gents is on the right.
I'd translate it as a good idea. Now that I got my own bedroom.
Willie, here's yours. Crash.
A car accident in Woking.
Graham.
Also say Bing.
Graham, tutti frutti.
Baked beans.
Tim, now you again. Fin de siècle.
Fin de siècle. Cycling enthusiast.
How about this, Barry? Thank infra you, dig.
Infra dig. I'm an archaeologist.
Willie, masseurs.
Masseurs, a room full of stutterers.
Graham, finally, magnum opus.
Magnum opus, a big Irish cat.
That was fun. Has anybody got any more?
Enfant terrible, Jeremy Beadle.
One for theatre lovers, carte blanche, a streetcar named Desire.
Après nous le déluge, the lavatory's blocked. In loco parentis, engine driver.
Any more?
Right. Terracotta, I'm frightened of choir boys.
Not what I've heard.
Let's hurry along now. For a challenging...
That's what he always says. Sorry.
We have a challenging game called Pick Up Song. I shall spin some discs on my gramophone for team members to sing along to. At a completely random point, Samantha will turn down my volume knob. And when the knob is turned up again, if you're within a dotted crotchet of the original, I shall be awarding points. And points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
God. Thought they'd be all right in Buxton. This week's prize is an enchanting semi-precious stone. No, I'm sorry, it's in fact a semi-precious scone. I think it's a cheese one. Barry, will you join Eddie Cochran singing Summertime Blues?
I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try to earn a dollar.
Every time I call my baby to try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what am I gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Ba-dum-ba-dum, ba-dum-ba-dum, ba-dum-ba-dum. Oh, well, my mama and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Ba-dum-ba-dum, ba-dum-ba-dum. If you wanna use the car to go a riding next Sunday.
Tim, I know you've got a bad throat, so this is ideal for you. Will you accompany Demis Roussos singing for singing forever and ever?
And ever, forever and ever, you'll be the one that shines on me like the morning sun. Ever and ever, forever and ever, you'll be my spring, my rainbow's end, and the song I sing. Take me far beyond the imagination. You're my dream come true, my constellation.
Okay. Very difficult without wearing the dress.
Very dumb. Very
Willie, what? It's you and Fats Domino now singing Blueberry Hill.
I sang this dream once, and full of drink I played, so you'd never heard it before. I found my thrill.
Hi there, Willie.
On Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. I like songs that have a hobby in between the words. When I found you, the moon stood still.
Then you can do some knitting. And that's what you're
going to do. On Blueberry Hill.
What else can you do?
You can draw. Seize women. It lingered until.
Seize women.
My dreams came true.
Then it probably gets clever. I can.
I was very slightly ahead of him.
If you clap that, you'll clap anything.
Yes.
Graham.
Sympathetic.
Will you join the Bee Gees now with what? Staying Alive? Staying Alive.
I'm a woman, man. No time to talk. Music loud and women warm. I've kicked around since I was born. All right. It's okay, you may look the other way. We can try to understand New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, feelings is breaking and everybody's shaking up. Staying alive, staying alive.
Okay, with Graham Garden having gone some way to redeeming the reputation of this show, let's go on to a round entitled Critics Forum. In it, I shall ask you teams to assume the role of critics reviewing a particular entertainment about which you're in two minds. On the one hand, you're very positive about it, but on the other hand, very negative. Barry and Graham, your show is You've Been Framed, and I'd like you to start off being complimentary about it. However, when I do this... with the horn, that is. I'd like you to change your minds. And so on and so on. You've got the idea. Please start criticising now.
I think it holds a mirror up to us. I think it's the most wonderful program.
And it's about real people.
Real people do.
And I think there's terrible warmth. Great warmth.
Terrible warmth.
Of the terrible, terrible program in many ways.
Merciless exploitation of innocent people.
That's right, and especially when people get hurt. You're always seeing somebody getting a cricket ball in their crutch or something like that, you know, accidentally, and we're expected to laugh at that sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. It's humiliating. I've no time for anybody who would criticise this.
No, program. No, no, because...
Because humiliation is a part of life.
It is, that wonderful schadenfreude that one feels in seeing other people suffering.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I think Jeremy Beadle has a lot to answer for in his role as presenter of the program.
It has been described rather humorously as schadenfreude green tomatoes of television.
Yes, but I've heard him described otherwise. And I think rather more accurately, because he really does make fun of the people. I mean, he pretends to be nice to them, but I don't think he's awfully nice.
I had to turn
them.
Away from the set.
Did you?
I had to turn my eyes away from the screen.
Why was that?
Because I wanted to write this glowing review.
Okay, Tim and Willie, your show is Crime Watch UK.
Well, I think the really great thing about this programme is because it allows people to see...
Do you
these...
like it or don't you like it?
I think we were asked...
Are you
like
liking it
first?
At the moment?
Are we talking about the programme?
Yes,
the...
I just wondered whether you were liking it or not. I couldn't gather from your tone whether you liked it or not.
Local boy makes gaff.
But has his own room. I thought I was saying how good it was.
Oh, excellent. No, it is a fine programme.
Yeah.
Crime Watch UK.
Well, the
man Nick Ross, who spells out every letter for the deaf.
And the lovely Sue Cook, because these things, these crimes...
I fancy Sue Cook. Is not entirely all she seems to be.
I find the whole thing irresponsible, voyeuristic, just...
The glorification of the criminal. And demonstrating how striking the original some of our criminals are. And how British criminals lead the world, quite frankly.
And also the policemen, the way they wonderfully manage to pick up most of the leads
said.
and other parts of Yorkshire. And
our policemen are there, but...
I think it's a wonderful programme. Is that where we are at the moment?
Yes. Our police are wonderful.
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 And
wonderful
what it does, it solves a lot of crimes that nobody cares about whatsoever.
Nobody.
All it is self-glorification.
Tim, you had your back to me through that. I couldn't hear you. Were you good?
Very. Right. You'd have loved it, Hump. I'm sorry I didn't turn and play it to you.
I was face to face with him. I had the faintest idea either.
In this next round, teams, I'd like you to please to provide commentaries on certain historical events, but in the style of my choosing, and Barry, you're going to start this, Columbus discovering America in the style of a Ted Hughes poem.
Easy.
That old one. Christopher Columbus, born 1451, Genoa, torn from his mother's womb, water burst, blood squealed, squirt. Midwife with halitosis. Navigate through the afterbirth. Oh. Santa Maria, it's a boy. Cut the cord, snip, snip, scissors snagging. Where's Mr. Badger? Not here, no badgers in Genoa. If there were badger traps, scream, squeal, blood. Mr. Crow looks at the moon. Oh, and he discovered America, by the way. I'm the poet laureate, God help the Queen.
Tim, will you do Jekyll and Hyde in the style of a telephone answering machine?
Hello, this is Dr. Jekyll's surgery. I'm sorry I'm not able to come to the phone at the moment as I am engaged in an experiment of a scientific nature. Please try later.
What do I mean, later? I mean now. Now, especially if you're a young woman in your mid-20s and preferably a licentious prostitute, I would like to carve my initials all over your medical record if you'd be kind enough to bring it with you. Thank you for calling. Well, thank goodness there didn't seem to be any side effects that time.
And on the subject of telephones, Willie, will you commentate on the invention of the telephone in the style of Blue Peter?
Just a dab of yoghurt, a hat pin, and there you are, a telephone. The first telephone. Now I dial. One. And I speak. Hello. Now you're saying to yourselves, oh, very clever, Blue Peter, you'll say, but who will answer it to the other end? Well, luckily, here is one I made earlier.
Finally, Graham, you've got to do the French Revolution in the style of a breakfast television programme.
Oh, good morning, UK, and what a day it is with the news dominated by the revolution over there in France. More bad news for our sheep farmers, no doubt. Anyway, we're devoting our whole programme this morning to that topic, and we'll have a demonstration of how the guillotine actually works with the aid of Paul Daniels, a large cucumber, and Debbie McGee. And, you know, the people at the heart of the story, King Louis XVI and Queen Marie Antoinette, are going to be joining us on the sofa. They'll be interviewed by our expert on royalty, Robespierre. And then, after a workout with Mad Lizzie, we'll be flying them straight back home. Sidney Carton was hoping to be joining us this morning, but apparently he had a far, far better thing to do this morning. But, but look, on the bright side, we have got knitting hints from Madame Defarge, and just for a bit of fun, we've got a basket full of heads for her to identify. All this and more after the break.
Right, well, before I give you the scores, it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. I've had a number of complaints recently that the game's become too straightforward, so I shall on this occasion reinstate this censored version of the game where, for example, Soho Square is disallowed. Tim, will you start, please?
Oh, well...
Well, where? So if you can't use Soho Square...
Yeah.
How can you start the game?
I'd have thought it was obvious.
All right, Rutland Street.
King Street.
Edgware Road.
Soho Street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Beecham Place.
Ha-ha! You've got him rocking.
Harrow Road.
Harrow Road?
Harrow Road.
Oh, the years are beginning to show, quite frankly, aren't they? Paradise Row.
Oh, well, no, if you're not allowed Soho Square...
Exactly.
Then what? It hasn't got anything to do with it.
Well, it does.
Well, only because it lands you right in it.
Yes. Insofar as it's a master stroke.
You can't lead through to Soho Square there if we're not doing Soho Square.
No. No, but you... Well, on the diagonal. That's good. Could you?
All you do is you don't mention Soho Square and you're doomed anyway, so...
All right, Turnham Green.
Can I...
This is
getting a bit silly. What I said at the beginning was that I was going to reinstate the censored version of the game where, for example, Soho Square is
You
disallowed.
Never said for example.
I said for example.
Did he say for example, audience?
Yes!
And it just so happens that that was an example, Soho Square. Turnham Green is also disallowed. John Graham.
Parsons Green.
Upper Wimpole Street.
Harley Street.
Kensington Church Street.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They bribed you, Humph.
No. That's the sign of a true professional. He has a bit of an argument, he gets upset, but he keeps his concentration and goes on and wins the game.
And he takes the money.
You listen to too much...
Right, now it's
You've
time for a round
too much
of...
David Coleman, quite frankly. I'm funny. Words like commitment will be coming out shortly. And Dickie groins and hamstrings.
Know them both.
Oh.
It's time now for a round of limericks. Teams, I shall furnish you each with some choice first lines, and I'd like you to finish them off individually. I can finish you off individually. Right, Graham.
Furnish away, Humph.
Yes, right, Humph. Graham. At a party with author Charles Dickens...
At a party with author Charles Dickens, Lana Turner, Lord Reith, and Slim Pickens...
Slim sat picking his nose.
Lord Reith doffed his clothes.
Unlikely.
And Lana Turner did tricks with some chickens.
Okay, Tim, your first line is the prime of Ms. Muriel Spark.
Prime of Ms. Muriel Spark was in Brighton one night in the dark.
She met Graham Greene.
They did something obscene.
And next year they're going to Sark.
Here's one for you, Barry.
Is that a verb?
Sorry.
You know it. Never give a Sarker an even break.
Here's one for you, Barry. Having children, said Evelyn Waugh,
is really a bit of a bore.
We wanted a few.
But when Oberon was two,
we said, oh, let's not have any more.
And finally, Willie, when you curl up in bed with a trollop...
When you curl up in bed with a trollop, fish and chips, mushy peas, and a scallop...
with a nice cup of tea.
And the news on TV.
That's a wild night in old Netherwallop.
And now for the next round, it says here. It will not have escaped the notice of residents here in Buxton that they're in possession of a splendid opera house. In celebration of this fact, we shall play a game entitled Grand Opera. Teams, I'm going to give you some passages of unpromising prose from which you should improvise an operatic duet. You will, of course, receive full orchestral accompaniment from Colin Sell. Barry and Graham, will you improvise a duet around the fat stock prices from farming today?
Cow, cow entries at pence a kilo markets fell 8%, prompting a 2.4 pence rise in returns to average 65.5. Pound ahead, prices rose £14.60 to average £364.80. Encouraged by some particularly good returns at Sturminster Newton and Melton Mowbray markets, call you prices are still rising on the back of buoyant Finnish lamb prices. Strong Irish and French lamb prices are making UK lamb and mutton attractive to exporters at a time of year when the number is declining. The cow-sow trade surprised even experienced traders by firming at the beginning of the week an average of 1.6 pence and pence a kilo markets to reach just under 67p. 7p, 7p, 7p.
I'm not one to carp hump, but they did do a slight Andrew Lloyd Webber on that. I've heard that tune before. That...
Only in Cats.
I was asleep.
Tommy writes anything, somebody pinches it 200 years before.
Right, Tim and Willie, your prose is taken from an article by A. Roebuck entitled Slugs and How to Kill Them.
Slugs are easier killed than old slugs of the same size.
A slug with an empty stomach is easier killed than after a good meal.
Many substances will kill slugs given the right conditions.
for sulfate powered quick lime salt, washing soda cane, it's a nitrate of soda. Go out!
Go out! About 10 o'clock to midnight with a lantern and see if there are many slugs about. If abundant, spray systematically the whole garden, herbaceous borders, vegetable plots, strawberry beds, grass and hedge about. Choose a night as dry as possible. Next day there should only be some old slugs, and those slugs which remain underground, these can be dealt with subsequently.
Well, you take your glasses to the bar, thank you.
Come on now.
Well, Before the whirligig of time brings in the next programme, we'll just try to squeeze in a round of Her Majesty's Film Club. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to be popular with royalty. Barry, will you start, please?
Shredding on eggshells here, Barry.
Yeah. No tax, please. We're British.
The old Marx Brothers' famous monarchy business...
Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
The Last Days of Sodom and Balmoral.
The Brothers Bore My Socks Off.
The Spencer Family Film, Rain's World. Fergie's favourite, Honey, I Dumped the Kids.
ER, Phone Home.
Die Hard.
Starring Bruce Wills.
Les Miserables. Well, they haven't had such a good time recently.
The King and One.
Come, Landlord, Fill the Flaming Greek. Oh, that's a song.
Corgi and Bess.
Well, teams,
Empire Comes Back.
Okay, well, I've...
Sax Coburg and videotapes. Ex-King Zog of Albania and the Temple of Doom.
I've just come back into the room in time to... In time to say that that's all we've got time for. Join us again next week. In the meantime, from all of us, goodbye.
Tim Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith. ¶¶